The Texas State Senate has tentatively approved a Republican-backed bill that would redraw the state's congressional districts. The vote happened late last night. This redistricting battle has been very contentious. Senate Democrats fled the state for more than a month to thwart Republican plans. They've only just returned after one of their members broke ranks and returned from New Mexico. Joining us for the latest is Christy Hoppe, a political writer for the Dallas Morning News. Welcome to the program, Christy.
Thank you, Mike.
For those who may not have been following this redistricting story very closely, why has the issue been so contentious for Texas legislators?
I think it's contentious everywhere. I think Texas is one of those states that has the legislators draw the map, and it's a highly partisan issue. I mean, it's straight down Republican-Democratic lines, and right now the Republicans have the numbers, and they are forcing the issue.
The Democrats' self-imposed exile didn't derail the Republican redistricting plan, so does this turn out to be a total victory for the Republicans?
It could. I mean, the Democrats are still hoping that they can take it into court and that judges will agree with them that this is an off year, that it might affect minority voting rights and dilute them, that there is some string left that could unravel the redistricting plan.
There is some disagreement among Republicans as well over how to redistrict, and the House bill that hasn't quite passed yet gives many more seats, is likely to give many more seats to Republicans. How difficult is it going to be for the Republicans to work out their own differences?
This by no means is saucered and blowed, as we say down here. There are still a lot of contentious issues left to be fought, and this is among the Republicans. There is a great deal of difference right now between in West Texas, whether a seat that has been largely rural and agriculturally based would move to the city and become urban. And so there's a lot of struggles between various people within the Republican Party about who gets the representation.
And the Republicans have a time limit, right? They have to finish before the end of this special session.
Right. This is the third special session. Our special sessions are called by the governor only and can only last 30 days. Right now we're into day 9, so they have plenty of time to work out the differences.
Has there been a feeling taken hold in Texas that, in fact, there is a majority of Republican voters now and that some form of redistricting is now due, that this is something that really does need to happen?
I think, yes. Right now we have 32 congressional seats in Texas. 17 are held by Democrats, 15 are held by Republicans, and Republicans hold every statewide office that Texas offers. So there's a concern among Republicans that, you know, that the map, previous maps, the previous districts don't really reflect the voting trends of Texas. Democrats will tell you, listen, the Republicans just didn't put up good enough candidates in some of those Republican districts, and they voted Democrat. In other words, there's a number of districts in which Republicans won in every race except the congressional race, in which voters jumped over and voted for the Democratic candidate.
Mm-hmm. The rancor has been deep now between Republicans and Democrats. What does this mean for governing the state in the future?
Well, it's true. Republicans say, you know, this happens every redistricting session, that the Democrats will get over it. The Democrats are not so sure that they really want to work so well and so tight with these Republicans right now.
Well, thank you very much, Christy.
You bet.
Christy Hoppe is a political writer for the Dallas Morning News.